Racism and prejudice. Now what's the answer?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on racism called Darwin's Plantation, Evolution's Racist Roots.
Personally, I believe the solution to the problem of racism is actually quite simple. First, the so-called racial differences are so minor they're insignificant. The major differences are really cultural. Even many secular scientists are now admitting that there's only one human race, biologically speaking. I remember a TV series called Race, The Power of an Illusion. And while it was encouraging to see TV finally catching up with reality, this program was not willing to point its finger at one of the worst culprits in the spread of racism, evolution. While racism existed before Darwin, his views popularized the idea that some people are more evolved than others, and this greatly encouraged racist attitudes. The only solution is found in the Bible. Genesis teaches that all people are equal before God, all are descendants of one man, Adam, and the book of Acts declares that we're all of one blood. If people would only accept the history in the Bible and build their thinking on God's word, we'd be well on the road to successfully dealing with racism.
For more fascinating information on this topic, you need to watch Ken Ham's DVD on the origin of the so-called races. Genesis has the truth, evolution doesn't. Discover how when you watch his intriguing DVD and after you offer a donation of any size. Call us toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.